Yes, unfortunately, I think you're going to find that this is going to be problematic for you, because the essential premise of being able to sponsor a dependent visa, particularly if you are a temporary resident holding an employment visa, is that you have the necessary income means to be able to support your family upon her relocation to Hong Kong in the wake of your marriage overseas. So the principal problem is twofold in actual fact. Firstly, if you don't have a means of income, the immigration department are going to look askance at your ability to support her. Of course, you know, the kind of funds that you have in your personal bank accounts will help to address that particular issue. But secondly, and more importantly, is the essential premise behind having an employment visa in Hong Kong. You see, an employment visa is by definition, because it's a visa, it's a temporary arrangement. So you're a temporary resident. And the only reason that you have residency in Hong Kong today is because of your previous ability to persuade the immigration department that you could pass the approvability test of having special skills, knowledge and experience of value to not readily available here, and that your previous employer, that is your employer, your sponsoring employer of record, was able to show that they were justified in engaging your services rather than the services of a local person. So if the premise behind your residence in Hong Kong has dissipated through the cessation of your employment with your sponsoring employer of record, conceptually, the question is begged as to why you are remaining here. Now, the way the Immigration Department system works means that when you get an employment visa, you get two privileges. You get the privilege to work and you get the privilege to reside. At the point of your employment ceasing, your privilege to reside stops, excuse me, your privilege to work stops, but your privilege to reside continues until your current limit of stay expires, or until the immigration department take your limit of stay away from you, which, you know, invariably they never do. So essentially, whilst you're presently in Hong Kong with a privilege to reside, an essential precondition of the sponsorship of a dependent visa by a temporary employment visa holding resident is that you be engaged in the employment that the immigration department have granted you the approval for. So because you effectively fall over in relation to your rationale for being here by way of an existing employment, and the fact that you don't have the means, on the paper at least, or the income means to be able to support your new wife when you attempt to sponsor into Hong Kong a dependent visa, effectively your application is going to fall over on two grounds. Therefore, my best advice for you is to get yourself a new job offer, make an application to change your sponsorship from your previous sponsor through to the new sponsor. Get that approval endorsed in your passport, and then put to bed the two problems that you're going to face with sponsoring a dependent visa, really with one stone or in one fell swoop, as it were. So that's my advice, and I hope you found that useful.